From KCFR News, I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Rockies play ball this afternoon in their first playoff appearance since 1995. Game time is 1 p.m. Mountain Time against the Phillies in Philadelphia. The playoffs bring a lot of national attention to the Rockies and Colorado, and with the series coming to Denver this weekend, downtown businesses are anticipating a postseason windfall. Jim Kirschheimer is Director of Economic Development for the Downtown Denver Partnership.
It's really exciting. I don't have specific numbers in terms of what the extended season means, but what I can tell you is that having the extended season and having tens of thousands of very excited, happy fans down there, it's all good news.
So it makes a difference whether the fans are happy at the end of the game.
Boy, I'll say, not just at the end of the game, but the level of excitement going into it, the fact that everybody wants to celebrate, whether it's a little ahead of time or after the fact, it's great.
Is there an effect even from the away games that we'll see this week, the TV exposure, even just the Rockies' presence in the playoffs before that national audience?
Oh, absolutely. It's similar to what the ski resorts experience, a spike in business after, let's say, a snowy Broncos game. It just brings that much more visibility to Denver and downtown in particular that we're very excited about.
Can you say something about what I assume must be some kind of ripple effect so that you have not only people leaving the baseball field and going to the bars and restaurants nearby, but people coming from out of town, staying at hotels, for example, and then deciding to come back for a vacation some other time of year, those kinds of things?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, you could say that, well, it's just a ball game and it's at Coors Field and you have X number of fans and that's pretty much what it is, but this has a huge ripple effect, and you do have people coming in from out of town, from a tourism and visitor standpoint. This is fantastic. And we also know from talking to a number of the companies that have relocated here, oftentimes the first exposure that a lot of the CEOs and upper-level management folks have to Denver can be in a situation like this. It could be a vacation that they took here, could be something they saw on television, a sporting event, that type of thing. So there is no question that the ripple effect is very, very significant.
Do you think that there are some business owners in downtown Denver who might secretly be rooting alternately for the Rockies and the Phillies in this series, just hoping to stretch out the series?
I wouldn't want to even speculate on that one. I'll let you check with them on an individual basis.
Here's some more speculation then for you. It's been 12 years since the Rockies have made the postseason, and so you haven't had the chance to consider this, but are you already thinking about the impact of a World Series in Denver?
Boy, how cool would that be? You know, I don't want to get too far out in front on this, but certainly something that we want to consider. We're obviously thrilled with their success to this point, and that would just be fantastic.
Jim Kirschheimer is Director of Economic Development for the Downtown Denver Partnership. The Rockies and Phillies play two games in Philadelphia and come to Coors Field on Saturday. If neither team wins all three games this week, Game 4 is Sunday in Denver. I'm Mike Lamb, KCFR News.